Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why do y'all play Bethune-Cookman?
I'm talking about in-state rivals, and Bethune-Cookman is one of them. And so is FIU. They play.
Huh?
That's right. That's
a
right.
Rival.
Oh, listen, if you want to poo-poo the HBCUs, you knock yourself out.
Don't throw me in that corner. Don't throw me in that corner. I got to fight for this. My wife went to Howard. I got to fight for this.
We ended up on wrong sides of the argument.
I was just going to say, let me have your side. HBCU?
And you know?
You know? You should have pledged.
Hey, do we –
you ever think about pledging?
You ever see me step? I can do a step show.
Bro.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Jack.
What, you watch You Got Served?
Yeah.
You know what a step
I do that. I churn butter. Look at that.
And butter churn.
You see this? I'm churning butter. Get Solo D back here.
Hawkman, Mark Hawkman.
Get the
M-H-M.
I'm the Tri-Lambs. Lambda.
You ever thought about pledging?
No.
Why not?
At an HBCU?
No, at the white pledge. They have like Zeta.
Yeah, the Sammies and the ZBTs and whatnot.
I used to go party with the white fraternities in Florida.
Yeah.
Actually got in a couple big fights with actually helping them and against them at Florida.
I believe Ron Zook fought an entire fraternity.
That was
one
of the ones I was on the other side of the fence where I had to fight the fraternity, but they jumped one of our linemen. So then Ron Zook told us we have to go defend our team and go back over there.
So Ron Zook suggested the team go fight a fraternity.
Yeah.
How did but in all honesty, like, what did he say? Because that doesn't seem coach-like.
It was a Sunday night, probably. It was a Saturday or Sunday. I want to say Sunday night because Saturday night would have been a little wild. This was during football season. So it was a Sunday night. We're out partying. Me, Earl Everett, Freaky Earl, and Big Joe Cohen, big D tackle out of Melbourne. We all just got back from the club. When you get back from the club, you sit outside the dorms and wait for the girls to come back because they might be partied and feel good, and now they want to, you know, hey, oh, let's go watch a movie. So you just kind of sit outside the dorm. So we see a dude. His name was Steve Rissler. He's walking down frat row. All the clubs were like a half a mile away from the dorm, so people, instead of getting a DUI, everybody walked back from the clubs. So we're already there. We got dropped off. We're waiting, and Steve Rister comes stumbling down the street, and all the fraternities were on the same row that you had to walk back from
fraternity
the club.
Fraternity row.
So he's walking back, and we think he has a pink shirt on with a red front. When you're seeing him, you know, from 100 yards away, 50 yards away, it looks like he's had a pink shirt on with a red front, and he's stumbling, but you think he's stumbling drunk. Once he gets about 30, 40 yards, he's bleeding, and that's not a red shirt. That's blood all the way down the front of his pink polo. They were doing the rush. It's when all the frat guys get out, all the white, they get in that big group, and they jump up and down and say, it's like 2 in the morning. He walked past and cussed him out. Hey, y'all, shut the hell up, blah, 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 blah. They wore his ass out. He had like 50-something stitches in his face. Like his lip was hanging off. He had a big, we could see his skull out of, like, they wore his ass out, Hawk. So they do that. So we go to practice on Monday. We're sitting stretching. Charlie Strong there. Everybody's there. His wrist is not
so this wasn't the same night.
No. This the next day. Like, he gets his ass.
Oh, I thought this was heat of the moment.
Well, I finished tonight. He gets his ass whooped. Now he comes back. He tells what happened. So me, Earl Everett, and Joe Cohen walk down to the frat house.
Because you're on the safety committee.
Yeah. We're going to go and regulate everything going on. So we say, hey, if y'all want to fight, we'll fight you. You know, y'all want to jump Steve Rister. He was like a freshman lineman from St. Petersburg, Florida. He wasn't built to get no ass whooping. So me, Joe Cohen, and Earl, who are country boys, like, hey, if y'all want to fight, it's about 50 of them. We'll fight y'all. Like, come on, let's fight. And now they start talking trash. You know how frat boys do. They're tough until they're not tough. They start running inside. They start yelling stuff. Get the hell out of our yard and running behind the house. They're doing all that. I was gonna say a nasty word. All that soft stuff. So then Joe picks up one of their scooters. He starts throwing their scooters around and just throwing their scooters in the trees and across the street and stuff. It was a whole ordeal. I'm not going to say what I did because I don't want to get it. I was on papers before. We all did some
happy to share what everybody else did.
We all did some disrespectful stuff to try to get them to fight us. They wouldn't fight us. So then the next day at practice, the story gets out. Everybody knows the story now. Ron Zook was stretching. Ron Zook says, and he like stutters and he's real jittery. The hell with it. Take your pads off. We're going to the frat house. What? Everybody take your pads. And now Charlie Strong and who? It was Larry Fedora. Remember Larry Fedora, the North Carolina head coach?
Larry Fedora and Charlie Strong were in on this?
No.
Or they were trying to stop Ron Zook from doing this?
They run over. Red Anderson, who's a big recruiter down here. Everybody knows Red. They run over like, Coach Zook, no, it's Ron. They kind of pull Ron. But if there was no assistant coaches on the field, Ron would have told the entire team, take their shoulder pads and helmet off, and we were going to walk to the frat house and tell them, if y'all want to fight, we'll fight you right now. Let's make it an even fight. But they talked him out of it. But what that did was that made the players say our head coach wants revenge.
It was kind of like implicit acknowledgement that this is okay.
Yes. So now there were some other guys, Big John. It was all offensive linemen that they said, you know what, Ron wants to go down. We got to go teach this frat a lesson. So they went walking around the frat house after practice with pillowcases, just walking in and slapping dudes and grabbing their phones, grabbing their PlayStations, their laptops, and just throwing it in their sleeping. They were bold-faced robbing these guys.
I was going to say, it sounds like a robbery.
Yeah, but they weren't sneaking around. They were just telling them, give me your laptop.
Well, that doesn't make it any less of a robbery.
And then the frat boy, okay. Like, they didn't even fight back. These dudes are 6'7", 6'6". So they do that because Ron Zook encouraged us to fight.
What world am I in here?
This is true because I saw this. I was already kicked off campus, so I didn't see any of this because I wasn't allowed to be on campus if I wasn't at school or at football anyway. They didn't want me on after I released raccoons and possums in the common area.
I understood.
I didn't understand it. A lot of people laughed, other than the lady that got bit. Well, we'll get to that story another time. So I'm off campus. We're kicked off campus. That night, I'm at my room, and one of the helpers of the football program called me. He's like, hey, you got to get to the frat house. I'm like, what frat house? Ron Zook's on the way to the frat house. You got to get over there. I'm like, what frat house? You know what frat house, the frat house that we've been talking about all day. What's going on? All the guys are there. I'm like, man, all the guys are there. I'm a team captain and all. Like, I'm an All-American and all that crap at this time. So I am the captain of defense. I get on my little scooter. I ride. It's a fence, but one of my course
fences.
That's
the funniest visualization out of all this, by the way. It's like you don't hop on a motorcycle and you know, Tom Cruise Mission Impossible over there. You're on a little Vespa.
This moped, I might have had to stop and get some gas.
Dude, right.
He only held 2 gallons. I can't make it way over there.
He put his helmet on. Ooh, I'm going to get over there in a second. I'm gonna put my helmet on here.
If they still fighting in 40 minutes, they ass is grass. So I putt over there. And the team is in the parking lot, and all the frat boys are in their yard. And it's one of those little cheap, picket fences between them. Nobody's doing it. Everybody's just yelling and cussing over this fence, screaming and cussing over this fence. So I tell him, I get out. I'm like, Coach, hey, guys, Ron Zook's on the way. He's coming right now. And a lot of y'all should not be here. A lot of y'all are going to get in trouble if you're here. And Ron Zook, I'm thinking Ron Zook's coming to snap on us.
Right. What are you guys doing here?
Get the hell out of here. Ron Zook had an electric blue Dodge Durango. He came, and the speed limit on campus is 15 miles per hour. When I heard a car fishtailing down frat row, I was like, I look back and you hear Ron's going 65 down to 15 trying to get to this frat house. I said, oh. So when he jumps out the car, I walk up to him as the captain I am.
Hawk, I got him. I got him,
and
I'm coach.
Like, coach, I'm going to get him going. You know what I'm saying? Like, coach, you're head coach. Like, you don't need to be here. He pushed me out the way. He mushed me in my chest. Get the hell out of my way. He walks up, and that's when he walks to the guy, and he says, if y'all want to fight somebody, fight me. More cuss words, but basically he was saying, if y'all want to jump somebody, jump me. If y'all want to jump somebody, jump me. And he's getting closer and closer to the fence. When he gets to the fence, he says, if y'all want to jump somebody, jump me. I was okay with it until he pushed the little boy. When I saw him push that little boy, I got kicked off campus. I was in some legal trouble. I knew that. I was like, coach, you can't push
this
that little
good
kid. That's when, because I was on papers. That's when I got on my scooter and hit it.
Right.
I was done with that.
You
that's
put,
assault.
You took your stuff. You put it in your little basket.
That's assault, brother.
Hey, look, Channing's getting out of here. 15 minutes, you were almost out of the frat row.
I had to crank that thing up, and I got the hell on one. But that's what I knew. But yeah, Ronzuk was a nut, and that was the reason. Honestly, that was the reason he got fired. That was the main reason. Like, cause we just lost to Mississippi State. Sylvester Croom was the first black SEC head coach, so they already had a feeling about us getting ass whooped by Mississippi State in Mississippi State. And then he ended up pushing that little boy. That was the end of Ronzuk's Florida career.
What a great story, man. A great story.
It's crazy. Actually, my buddy that's here right now, he was on that team.
Really?
Yeah, Jarvis was there.
That's a rivalry week story right there.
Yep.
That's excellent. Let me talk about Camp USA Motorhomes for a second here because we'll continue from Twin Peaks momentarily. Now, I love talking about Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You know, Channing started with a small little Vespa and has worked his way up to a big old RV. You know,
leave my Vespa alone.
That visualization I'll is tell you great. What? They're all going to the frat house? I'll be there. Give me about 40, 50, maybe just a little over now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.